time as the body discovered. By whom?
You saw him at 5 a.m.? He was awake. How long did that take you?
And then what? And you were here until you went in to see Father Dyer again at 6 o'clock, is that right? Were you here or inside in the office?
So if someone had entered Father Dyer's room between the time you left and the time you returned, you might well not have seen them. Did you see anybody else going into the room or leaving the room? Did you see anybody in the hallway? Did you see anybody in the hallway? You saw Mrs. Clelia walking around? Not exactly. When was that? The 5 or the 6? Mrs. Clelia is a patient in neurology?
Doctor. I'd be very proud to believe so.
Mrs. Clelia? My name is William Kinderman. Would you help me, please? Pardon me? I'm the radio repairman, Mrs. Clelia. Well, what's wrong with it? Yes, I see it.
You're being funny.
What's this?
I'd like to look around.
Have you ever heard of the Gemini Killer?
He said.
That's right, he died in the electric chair.
Just a minute, I'll explain.
Yes, the Gemini's dead. We all know that. But do you recall all the stories in the papers and on television about the Gemini's strange M.O.? I'll remind you. Supposedly, the middle finger of the victim's left hand was always found severed, always missing. In addition, on the victim's back, we were told the killer carved out a sign of the zodiac, the Gemini symbol, the twins.
Why are you encouraging
you? Shut your mouth!
Excuse me.
Gemini M.O. that you heard about is false. The missing finger was not on the victim's left hand, but on the right. It was the index finger, this one. And the sign of the Gemini was carved not on the victim's back, but on the victim's left-hand palm. Only Richmond Homicide knew that, no one else. The misinformation was fed to the press in order to weed out all the crackpots who were coming in saying every day that they were the Gemini killer. How did you kill them? Well, first I cut off this finger, the loony says, and on their backs, I made my mark. Next case. But in this case, gentlemen, in this, 3 decapitations, 3 victims, with this finger severed, the correct one, and the sign of the Gemini here. Here. One more thing. The Gemini wrote letters to the newspapers bragging about his murders, and he always doubled his final L's, whatever the word, 2 L's, as in wonderful. Yes. The victim's name's always starting with K, like Carl, his father, the famous evangelist whom he hated and wanted to shame, and whom he wanted to kill and keep killing and killing. Father Dyer's middle name was Kevin. Would it take a lot of strength? It takes strength just to open it. What's this? This label. Is it new? A replacement? Where's the old one?
2 priests and a crucified boy, Father Healy. Clearly some religious connection, but what is it? I don't know when I'm looking for him. Groping. But besides being priests, what might Canavan and Dyer have had in common? Where's the link?
Your speech, Father. It's all right.
You believe in possession, Father?
Who is he?
Is that true? Well, you mentioned that exorcism.
To the people who were murdered, you mean? Yes, I know. And Father Canavan? That leaves us with the Kintry boy, Father.
And was she?
It was Kintry's mother.
This is impossible.
Do you remember coming in here when the priest died, Mrs. Clelia? Yeah, that's right. Do you remember coming in here? Do you remember coming in here and touching those jars? Why did you touch them, Mrs. Clelia? Was there anyone else in this room? Who was in here?
You had something to tell me?
There's a paper drive? Yes. Yes? I want the file on that man. Get it. Now! Stretch your memory. What was he wearing when they brought him in, do you recall? Was he dressed like a priest? Were there any signs of injuries, blood, lacerations? It is not in the file! It is not! Two men on every ward rotate them 24 hours a day. On the disturbed ward, one man inside near the entry door, one man outside the door. I asked the Jesuits at Georgetown for the dental records of a Father Damien Karras. Find out if he ever had a saliva test. Might help us get a positive identification.
IV team to NICU. IV team to NICU.
Father Karras was a Jesuit psychiatrist at Georgetown University. Man was a saint. He was my best friend. I loved him. 15 years ago, he jumped or was pushed to his death down that long flight of steps next to the car barn. Atkins, I saw it. I watched him die. I think the man in cell 11 is Damien Karras.
Danny! Get the car! Roll it, roll it, move it, move it, go, go!
Ram it if you have to, ram it!
Back up, you son of a...
Oh, yes. Yes, I believe. I believe in death. I believe in disease. I believe in injustice and inhumanity and torture and anger and hate. I believe in murder. I believe in pain. I believe in cruelty and infidelity. I believe in slime and stink and in every crawling, putrid thing, every possible ugliness and corruption, you son of a bitch! I believe! In you.